We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the Mishnah on top of Tezvav Amud Aleph. And this Gemara will be a little bit of a continuation of the Sugya on Daf Yud Aleph, where we had a Machlokes about Gzeres Tikra. Just to remind the different Shittas, is that we had a Machlokes for a Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, if you allowed Mesachich Ben Esarim, if you allowed to use these boards to make Schach. And it's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what the Machlokes is. According to Rav, Lekuliyam less than 4 tvachim is kosher. The whole machlokes is a 4 tvachim board is a gzeres tikra or no gzeres tikra. If Yehuda holds no gzeres tikra whatsoever, Ramea holds it is gzeres tikra. According to Shmuel, 4 tvachim for sure is a gzeres tikra. The machlokes is from 3 to 4. That's what Shmuel holds. We have Rav and Shmuel. Now we're going to go to the next Mishnah, which we discuss similar halachas. Tikra, zok the Mishnah, tikra she'en alam aziva. You have a house with a roof. And it's a roof that you didn't put down cement on it yet. And all you have is these boards. So Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Beishame Eimrim, Mefakbek V'noitel Achas Mibeintayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that according to Beishamai, so now what's the problem here? So there's two problems with this sukkah that it has a roof. First of all, it was not made L'shem Tzeil, it was made for a house. And number two, it's a Shiloh Xeris Tikra, maybe, because it's actually a board that's past just 4 tvachim wide, because that's the way you make a house usually. So it really has two constraints. First of all, there's a Shiloh Xeris Tikra here. And number two, there's a Shiloh of that's not made of Shem Tzeil. It's like Tasev Eloimina Osu. Even though I have Kavon now for a Sukkah, it's Tasev Eloimina Osu. So that's this problem with this Tikra. So what you do is, first of all, you pick up every board and put it back down. And number two is, you take out one board in between every board, like every other board you take out, and you fill that with kosher eschach. And we'll see what that helps exactly, but it seems like you have to do both things. First of all, pick up every board, which really you should make it now into a good sukkah ready. And then number two, you fill it up with eschach in between. You pick up each one, that would be one eitzah, because according to Beis Hillel, there's no problem with Xeris Tikra. So the whole problem is that wasn't put L'shem Tzeil. So you pick up each board, so now it's made L'shem Tzeil. So that for sure helps. Oh, you know it's L'achas Bentayim, or you take out every other board and fill it up with Kosher Eschach. So what does it help now? Noit L'achas Bentayim, we have Beis Shammai here, says you need both, and Beis Shammai, you have to pick up every board and remove every other one. And Beis Hillel, either one helps. What does it help removing every other one? So you fill it up with Eschach. So you could learn that the case is that in the middle, like we had yesterday's blot, in the middle, the land of being an 8 tfachim of kosher eschach, and on the sides, it'll be doif and akuma. That could be one of the pshatim, and that's how Rashi learns if you want them on the arm, you can learn like that. Just to finish up the Mishnah. What you do is, fakbek does not help. You have to be noitel achas metayim. You have to take off every other one and fill it up with kosher eschach. And that will make the sukkah kosher as the kosher eschach. And again, like Rashi says over here, the case would have to be that the kosher eschach landed up being 8 tfachim in the middle of the sukkah. For example, if you had an 8 amma sukkah wide, that's how big the sukkah is, and you had here full of tikra, so you take out every other one and put a pestle in there, and in the middle you took out, there was two next to each other, two kosher eschach next to each other, so it lands up being that you have 8 tfachim in the middle of kosher eschach, and then the sides could be doif and akuma. Even though they're not kosher eschach. I'll call upon him, that's our Mishnah. So what we just take out of our Mishnah is like this, we'll get a little more clarity to the Gemara, is that we have this house without cement, so it's not cemented in. So you have this eitzah, I could pick it up and put it back down still. It's not a house yet. So there's two problems, you said. First of all, it's a house, and second of all, it could be a problem with Xeris Tikra. So Beis Shammai says what we have to do is to pick up every single board, put it back down, and remove every other board. We'll see why you have to do both. Okay. Beis Hillel says either pick up every board and put it back down, or you remove every other one and fill it up with kosher schach. Rav says, no, you have to remove every other one. So talk to Gemara. Let's try to figure out what's going on here. Bishlam Beis Hillel, we understand, we'll learn like this. Beis Hillel holds, there's no problem with Xeris Tikra, which means that if you put on boards that are 4 tefachim wide, you put it with Shem Sukkah, it's kosher. So what's the problem with this house here? The problem with this house is that it wasn't Shem Sukkah. So Mishnah Beis Hillel, Tamei Mishum Tasi Loim Nasi. The whole problem is that wasn't put Shem Sukkah. The problem Tasi Loim Nasi. So even Fakbek Overlay Ma'isa. So if you Fakbek, you pick. That's why he says either one's enough. If Fakbek Overlay Ma'isa, he did a Ma'isa, picked it up, put it back down. So Tasi Loim Nasi. You know it. If you removed every other one of a Meisa, it's also a Meisa. Which sounds like it's saying is that that also helps the Tasev Lo'imana Asui. Because by removing every other one, I'm putting Kashu Schachin, that shows that I'm doing this Hashem Sukkah, and it might be enough of a Meisa for the whole Sukkah. That's the Mashmoyis of Rashi, isn't it? A few places, and that's the Mashmoyis in Rashi. Akoponim, you remove every other one and fill up a kosher eschach, so that will work. Either will work because the removing of the chach is enough for eschach itself, or maybe even helps to make it not tasav lo yimana osu anymore. Elevei shamai, my tamai was shamai mishamai. Why need both? Even shem tasav lo yimana osu v'chad asagi. Either pick it up every one, or removing every one is enough. Even shem gzeres tikra, v'noit achas v'tayim asagi, or as gzeres tikra, it should also help by removing every one. Why? Because you have now kosher eschach. Like we said, it's possible of kosher schach in the middle of eight tvachim. Zok tigmar lo'ilam, mishum gzeres tikra. What's the problem with Shami? He holds there's a problem of gzeres tikra. V'hoch, so therefore, v'hoch gamri, af apish mefakbeg, even though mefakbeg doesn't help. Inoitach is a time in iloy iloy. Basically, the question is like this. If Beis Shammai holds, we said there's two technical problems that can be with the house. Either tasav lo'asu or gzeres tikra. So Beis Shammai holds that it's the problem is gzeres tikra. That means even if you put it l'shem schach, it won't help. Therefore, picking up every board and putting it back down will not help because you still have a problem gzeres tikra. So Beis Shammai says, mefakbik doesn't help. And the only eitz is by removing every other board, filling up a kosher schach, and then it'll be kosher. And again, how's it kosher then? I have half pasul schach. Teretz is, the case was, and also it's four tvachim of pasul schach is a problem. Teretz is, you remove every other one, and it landed up being in the middle. You had two sets of four tefachim of kosher eschach, and that will be a sukkah right there. And to the sides, it'll be less than four amos, it'll be doif and akuma. So Beis Shammai, what he's saying is, you don't really need mefakbek. You're just saying mefakbek doesn't help add shenoy tlachas
time. So what does it help to put in the kosher eschach in between?
Because then you have kosher eschach. What?
According to Beis Shammai, the only part that you're right. Kosher is only the middle. Mm-hmm. So why do you need to put on the sides kosher stuff?
You really don't. You really don't have to. You could have left that, just remove the middle and put in kosher schach. You didn't really have to remove the sides. Taka didn't. It's just a way of saying you remove every other one. This way, you're for sure doing it. It's a good question. You wouldn't need that. You only need the middle. That's all you need as it comes out. No, it's not time. I didn't mean that. That's all you need. All you need is you have to just take out enough to make your kosher schach. That's what you have to do. That he's saying that does not work pickbook. You need a tilachas with time. That there's a ma'isam aliyah there. Yeah, so now, to answer your question, you can learn a little different than I'm saying. So I'm saying is because, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, because you have schach in the middle. There's another tzad over here. There's a Rashi is mashvah, the Rashash is medayik in Rashi, that what it helps is if you take everyone out, it's a ma'isam aliyah. And there's no gzeres tikra either. Because gzeres tikra is always that if you see you're sitting in a house, you see you're sitting in a sukkah with slats, I'm allowed to sit in the house. But if you remove every one and you put in pestle in between, that's a showing that it's not a tikra. It's not what you do tikra, and you're not going to make a mistake. That's the way Rashi learns. The Rashash actually learns Rashi that way. I'm going to read you. So I'll read you Rashi and read you Rashash. Rashi is a hoch karmi, klem, elim, a hani pickbook. Elinatila achas bementayim, the ika maisa ma'ayo, the gzeris tikra nami batale. That's what Rashi says. Dr. Rashash. So Rashash, it's kind of fair as Rashi. So Rashash says, L'chayra, kivin this gzeris tikra kra meyer, he has a kasha, havele the frusha libayo, could preach for Mishla meyer, the pestle should be mentayim is kasha. He should, Rashi have said, that the pestle in between the pestle in between is kasha. Like Rashi's the Mishnah. Vayim baran, that's Rashash kasha. He should have said like the Mishnah. Then the really the kan chaza beis after Rashash. Rashi was choizer v'svirle l'kul yama b'noyt la'achas b'entayim bot l'gzeres tikra. There's no gzeres tikra. V'gam hanesharim miskashri and then everything else is kosher also. That's what he says. There's some kashers on this pshat. But upon him, that's what the Meridig Rashash is saying. Even if he felt gzeres tikra, it might help removing every other one. And l'chayr will answer your kasher also. If you learn like that way. But it seems like that wasn't the positive way of learning. Everything the Rashash learned, the Rashash was Chayzer. It's not the positive way of learning.
Because that, you should have to remove every other one. remove a few pieces.
No, that's not going to be enough of a ma'aseh ma'aliyah to show that no gzeirah sticker. You have to remove every other one then. Then it's, it didn't make sense.
Move,
no, moving, yeah, that's not enough. You're making a scarlet or something. That's not enough. You move every other one, that already is a big ma'aseh. So that's Shana Beis Shammai. Shammai says pickbook does not help, and you need Netila Achas of time. You have to remove every other one. Frank to Markasha, isn't there a mayor? If you look at the Mishnah, it says Beis Shammai Rima Fakbe Noit Achas of time, and then it says Rameyah Rima Noit Achas of time, Rima Fakbe. So it's Yochi, Yemen Sefer, Rameyah Rima Noit Achas of time, Rima Fakbe, Rameyah Haino Beis Shammai. Rameyah is like Beis Shammai. Rameyah is exactly like Beis Shammai. So it's more Hokkama, yeah, Rameyah is saying that. Lunechku Beis Shammai Beis Silva Dovaza. That's what Beis Hillel is saying. They didn't argue. Everyone agrees that the pickbook does not help, and you need tilachas many times. But the Gemara, so my kamash v'lon. What's exactly in the, so now let's recap and look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Huda says, that's v'chagis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds either one helps. Rabbi Meir says, no, you have to have no tilachas many times. Why? Because Rabbi Huda holds there's no thing that there's tikkurim. Therefore, for Beis Hillel, either or works. No gzeiras tikkur. So either picking up everyone works, that takes away tasav loy min ha'asui, or removing every other one takes away tasav loy min ha'asui. But that's where Kehuda Shishu Tasu holds no gzeiras tikkur. And Rav Meir says, no, everyone agrees, you have to remove every other one, but if not, there's a problem with gzeiras tikkur. So Rav Meir and Yehuda are arguing if you have gzeiras tikkur or not. That's a familiar machlokes. It's exactly machlokes last Mishnah. Yeah. Bring the Rakasha. Mike Mashmalon, the Ramei, Istigzeris Tikrov, Istigzeris Tikrov, Afligaba Chalazimna already argued about this in the last Mishnah, the Talent to the Mishnah, Mesachiv and Asarim, the Rabbi Huda. Huda holds allowed to be Mesachiv with boards, Ramei, Isar, Ramei holds no, it's not allowed to be Mesachiv with boards. And what's the Machlaik? It's Gzeris Tikrov. So what's the two Machlaiks and the two Mishnahis, one after another? Omrab Chiba Abba, Omrab Yechon, Reisha is not talking about Gzeris Tikrov. Reisha, Benisarim is the Mishnah on Aleph on Yudalam Aleph says that Machlekes if you're allowed to use Nisarim for Schach, they're not talking about. We told that we were assuming it's a Gzeris Tikkur. No, it's not the Machlekes. Reisha Benisarim Meshup Maskini. I'm talking about boards that were very smoothed out. Umshem Gzeris Kelim Nagubah, and with Gzera Otu Kelim Demakavat Tuma. Even though a piece of wood that's smooth itself is not Makavat Tuma, but since usually you take such wood and you make it into Kelim, so people are going to think you're allowed to use Kalim to Mekalim for Schach, and that's Mekabot Tum, it's no good. So the Gzeira, they're not allowed to use it. That would be Pshat Mechlekes. Rav Yehuda holds, there's no Gzeira. Rav Meir holds, there's a Gzeira. And this Mishnah's argument, Gzeira is Tikra. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, Rav Yehuda Merav, Domar, the Amorayim, Rav Yehuda Merav say, Sichra B'chitzim Zecharim, we had this before, so, if you use Chitzim Zecharim for Schach, that's these handles of an arrow, that have a peg sticking out and it goes into the arrow, it's kshero. That's not a base kibble. But menekevos, if the handle has a opening and the peg goes into there, psula, that's possible because of kabotoma. And veloy gozer schorim at nekevos, you don't make gzera schorim at nekevos. Hachinami, he also like nigzer and asar meshup matakalim, we shouldn't make gzera meshup matakalim. So what are we asking? We're asking, how could Amir say there's no problem with gzera? We have a mishnah that says it's a gzera. What's the problem? Maybe he holds a Rav Yehuda. What's the kasha? It may hold a Rav Yehuda. So Zokter Ritva, we have a klal. Halacha Rav Yehuda usually, but when it comes to Gzeiroisav, halacha Rav Meir big Gzeiroisav. So therefore, that's the Gemara's kasha. If that Mishnah is talking about Gzeiris Kalim, what's Pshat Rav Yehuda Rav? He should pass like Rav Meir. Ela Karcha, back to the first Pshat. Reisha, Pligib Gzeiris Tikra. Also, I want to speak one more thing that the Ritva speaks out. That if the ratio was Zeres Kalim, we have a whole black Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel was Zeres Tikra. The Mishnah is only Zeres Kalim. So he said, and that's how Rav and Shmuel will be going on our Mishnah, not on that. That's the Ritva speaks out. But it reminds me, Marsh logs it up. If I just talk about Zeres Tikra, Elakaka ratio plegim Zeres Tikra, the safe plegim Zeres Tikra. They're both arguing by Zeres Tikra. The Fligu Batarte Zimni Lamali, what are we arguing two times? Because Rav is trying to bring a raya to himself. Sefer Rav Yehuda, the Kamali Rav Meir, Sefer Rav Yehuda telling Rav Meir, and Micah asked him, why are you answering by boards with Zeres Tikra? Hi, Svar Le Beis Shammai, this Lord. That's Beis Shammai Shita. We always pass on Beis Hillel. But Beis Hillel, I got you. But only Rav Meir, and Rav Meir tells him back, no, we're not going to Beis Shammai Shita with Dovah Zed. They don't argue on this. They agree there is a problem with Zeres Tikra. There's no machlokes Beis Shammai Shita about this. And everyone agrees there is a Zeres Tikra. So, Hakaponim, our Mishnah, the machlokes, if you need if you can do either or you need dafka noitel achas bentayim is machlokes of gzeres tikra. That's what comes out. That the Basilo says you can either pick up every one and put it back down or remove every other one. He holds there's no such thing as gzeres tikra. So holsha is tassel and asui, and you have to do it shem schach. You do shem schach, it's good. Rameir and Beisham both hold. If Beisham fear Rabbi Huda, Rameir himself holds there's gzeres tikra. So picking up and putting it back down does not help. So remember, our Mishnah is talking about something that's four wide. And the question is going to be, according to Shmuel, everyone agrees four wide is a problem with Xeris Tikra. So what's the problem our Mishnah? That's Shakash on Shmuel now. Honichel Rav, the Amma Chalikis Yashbay Aramabad, the Chalikis is by four. The Ramei is Xeris Tikra. Rav Huda less than Xeris Tikra. Ramei holds it. Is Xeris Tikra? Rav Huda holds no Xeris Tikra. Because we're talking about here a house that didn't have a cement yet. The house always is four Tvachim, is always a four Tvachim wide board. So it's cool if you rap. Elo Shmuel Dom Hashem Barabah Machlokes Aviyesh Behema Bar Divrako Psula Safe of My Pligi. But if you Shmuel, that everyone agrees by Abah is possible. So what's going on in our Mishnah? What's the Machlokes? So the Gemara Bevetule Tikra Kamifligi. Masava Batli Hachi Masava Loi Batla. Avada, we're talking about four Tvachim. And four Tvachim always a problem with Xeris Tikra. But it depends. If you put it on right away, like as a sukkah, then that's partial kuliyama aser. That's for sure a problem. But here, the tikra is here already. And now you're doing a maisa l'shem sukkah. So this is a raya that you know that there's a problem over here. So maybe here, there's no gzeris tikra. It's a new machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that to mevatel a tikra, that something is a tikra, that is taka house, and to mevatel it, the only way to do it for Beshamai, for Rav Yehuda, Beshamai is by taking it out everyone. But according to Beis Hillel, that once you pick up everyone and put it back down, so then you showed that the ticker is no good and I have to put it back down, up and down, there's no Gzeira anymore. The case of the Gzeira is where I put it on L'shem Sukkah, that doesn't help because people don't realize they did a Maisa. They see that they saw an existing structure and you had to take the existing structure and break it up. So if you have to break it up, the people see that you can't sit in the house, you got to break it up. So they're not going to have Xeris Tikra. So that's why pick book helps. What? It could be looks the same, but people know you have to pick up every single board and put it back down. There's Xeris Tikra. What? No, but it's really, the only Xeris is really the guy himself. He's sitting in the house. He knows he had to pick it up and put it back down, so he's not going to sit in the house. If you tell a guy you can make a sukkah with things, he says, oh yeah, I can make a sukkah like this, I'll sit in the house. But here you have to do a maisa mechiach to break it up. That's betulei tikra, and therefore, and that's the machlokes in our Mishnah, a new machlokes or Meir Yehuda, if betulei tikra helps with just removing every one, or just you have to remove every other one and put in kosher eschach. That would be machlokes in betulei tikra, and that's pshat in our Mishnah. That's pshat in our Mishnah. And in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, just as kedai just to read the way the halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, because in it says like this. That says, "By Samakura ben Asarim, he had a house with boards in a lemaziva, didn't have cement. You want to make it into a sukkah. Dai bezash, you also call him a smara m'shem asiya sukkah. Either take out all the nails m'shem asiya sukkah, oish yidol ben shnei asarim echad, or between every other board you take it out. Even schach kasha m'kaymai. The kulak shera, because everything is kasha. I feel an asarim rechav ma'aba, even the ones that are four up wide." Some say it shouldn't be four wide. But upon him, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch this idea of betulei tikra. Once you're in the sukkah, you could even, if you pick everyone up, put it back down, or even if you remove the ones in between, which Ruach Shaila about that, if that machs everything. Upon him, it's a big Shaila over here, but it's something called betulei tikra, which is different than Xeris tikra, because there you already had a house and had to break it up. That will be a simon to you that it's not a regular, that regular house won't work, and you have to do a maisa, it won't be a Xeris Tikra over there.